The Missing Jewel, an English series for intermediate students. Lesson 1. Our story is about a young man called John Blake. He lived in a small town, and in that small town there was a museum. John Blake wanted to work in the museum. That is, he wanted a job there. As he wanted a job, the director of the museum wanted to see him. The director wanted to talk to him. John Blake went to the museum to see the director. He had an umbrella with him.
An umbrella?
Yes, an umbrella.
Oh, it's raining.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Take your umbrella with you.
I'm taking it.
Oh, it's raining hard. Open your umbrella!
Well, John's umbrella, it happened like this. He was going to the director. He wasn't looking where he was going, and he didn't see the museum attendant, the man who stands at the door of the museum and looks after the exhibits.
The exhibits?
Yes, the things you can see in a museum.
I see. Visitors go to the museum to look at the exhibits.
That's right.
They don't look after the exhibits.
No, they look at the exhibits. It's the attendant who looks after the exhibits.
He looks after the exhibits so that nothing happens to them.
That's right. So John Blake didn't see the attendant and bumped into him. Like this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right, sir.
He bumped into the attendant and dropped his umbrella. The attendant picked it up and gave it to him and said, "You can't go into the museum with an umbrella. Please leave it here." So John left his umbrella there. They started to talk. They saw a strange man in the museum. They talked about him. He was an ugly man with a scar on his face. He had a scar on his face and a stiff arm. One of his arms was stiff, and on his face there was a scar.
A scar on his face and a stiff arm?
Yes. Listen.
Oh, my face!
I've cut your face.
Oh, I'll have a scar on my face. You've cut my face, you. I'll have a scar on my face all my life.
The man was very ugly with his scar and stiff arm. He was looking for something in the museum. He wasn't looking at the exhibits. He was looking for something. What was he looking for? What could he be looking for in a museum? The attendant went up to him and asked him. Listen to what happened.
Oops. Oh, I'm sorry.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all right, sir. Here's your umbrella, sir.
My umbrella? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Sir, excuse me.
Yes?
Are you going into the museum, sir?
Yes, I am. I'm going into the museum.
Then please leave your umbrella here, sir.
Leave my umbrella here?
Yes, please leave it here.
Oh,
John and the attendant start to talk. The attendant says, many people visit museums. Look, for example, at that man over there.
Look at that man over there.
Oh, yes. Look at his arm. He has a stiff arm.
Yes, he has. A stiff arm.
He has a scar on his face, too.
Yes, he has.
It's ugly.
It's an ugly scar.
He's looking for something. What is he looking for?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Excuse me, sir. Are you looking for something?
Looking for something?
Yes, sir.
I'm not looking for anything. I'm just looking, that's all.
Just looking, sir.
This is a museum, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And that is an exhibit, isn't it? An exhibit in a museum?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm just looking at this exhibit, all right?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Excuse me, sir. exhibit in a museum.
So the man said he wasn't looking for anything. He was just looking. The attendant asked John if he was looking for something. John was looking for the director's office. He was looking for the director's room, his office. The director was expecting him. He was waiting for him. The director was expecting him, but he was early, so he had to wait. While John Blake was waiting, he looked at the exhibits, old jewelry.
Jewelry?
Yes, jewelry. Women wear jewelry. They wear rings, earrings, brooches and necklaces. They wear jewelry.
So John Blake was looking at old jewelry. And was the man with the scar also looking at old jewelry?
Well, he said so. But listen to the end of the episode first.
Well, I'm just looking at this exhibit. All right?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Excuse me, sir. Exhibit in a museum.
Was he looking for something?
No, he wasn't. He was looking at the exhibits. Now, sir, are you looking for something?
Yes, I am.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the director's office.
The director's office?
Yes.
Is the director expecting you?
Yes, he is.
What is your name, sir?
John Blake.
Ah, John Blake. Yes. Your name is on my list. Here it is. John Blake. You are early, sir. You are very early. Please wait.
Thank you. Those exhibits are old jewelry, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Old jewelry.
But I still don't know. Was that man with the scar really just looking? Was he telling the truth?
Well, Kathy, don't be so nosy. You will hear more of the story later. But first, let's see whether you have understood this episode. Exercise your English. Exercise 1. Listen to the example.
Is John going to the museum?
Yes.
Yes, he is. He's going to the museum.
Listen, speak, listen.
Is John going to the museum?
Yes.
Yes, he is. He's going to the museum.
Is he going to see the museum attendant?
No.
No, he isn't. He isn't going to see the museum attendant.
Is he going to see the director?
Yes.
Yes, he is. He's going to see the director.
Is he leaving his umbrella with the attendant?
Yes.
Yes, he is. He's leaving his umbrella with the attendant.
Are they talking about the director?
No.
No, they aren't. They aren't talking about the director.
Are they talking about the man with a scar?
Yes.
Yes, they are. They're talking about the man with the scar.
Is the man looking for something?
Yes.
Yes, he is. He's looking for something.
Are you listening to the questions?
Yes.
Yes, I am. I'm listening to the questions.
Exercise 2. Listen to the example.
Here's your umbrella.
My umbrella? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Listen, speak, listen.
Here's your umbrella.
My umbrella? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Here's your hat.
My hat? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Here's your coat.
My coat? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Here's your shirt.
My shirt? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Here's your tie.
My tie? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Here are your gloves.
My gloves? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Exercise 3. Listen to the example.
Please leave your umbrella here.
Leave my umbrella here.
Listen, speak, listen.
Please leave your umbrella here.
Leave my umbrella here.
Please look for my glasses.
Look for your glasses.
Please look at the exhibits.
Look at the exhibits.
Please go to the director's office.
Go to the director's office.
Please talk about that man.
Talk about that man.
Please go over there.
Go over there.
Exercise 4. Listen to the example.
Please wait.
John has to wait.
Listen, speak, listen.
Please wait.
John has to wait.
Please leave your umbrella here.
John has to leave his umbrella here.
Please look at his arm.
John has to look at his arm.
Please tell me your name.
John has to tell her his name.
Please talk to him.
John has to talk to him.
Please watch that man.
John has to watch that man.
Please ask the secretary.
John has to ask the secretary.
Please sit down in the other room.
John has to sit down in the other room.
Please use that door.
John has to use that door.
Exercise 5. Listen to the example.
Are you looking for something?
No, I'm not looking for anything.
Listen, speak, listen.
Are you looking for something?
No, I'm not looking for anything.
Are they waiting for somebody?
No, they're not waiting for anybody.
Is he talking about something?
No, he's not talking about anything.
Are you looking at something?
No, I'm not looking at anything.
Is he sorry about something?
No, he's not sorry about anything.
Is she looking after somebody?
No, she's not looking after anybody.
Is he talking to somebody?
No, he's not talking to anybody.
Are you listening to something?
No, I'm not listening to anything.
I hope that isn't true. You are listening to this program, aren't you? Exercise 6. Listen to the example.
I'm waiting for the director.
Who are you waiting for?
I'm speaking to the attendant.
Who are you speaking to?
I'm looking at his arm.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking for the director's office.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking after the exhibits.
What are you looking after?
I'm talking about old jewelry.
What are you talking about?
And now, here is our story once again. John Blake wanted a job in a museum. He went to see the director. At the entrance to the museum, he bumped into the attendant.
Oops. Oh, I'm sorry.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all right, sir. Here's your umbrella, sir.
My umbrella? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Sir! Sir! Excuse me!
Yes?
Are you going into the museum, sir?
Yes, I am. I'm going into the museum.
Then please leave your umbrella here, sir.
Leave my umbrella here?
Yes, please leave it here.
Oh,
John and the attendant start to talk. The attendant says many people visit museums. Look, for example, at that man over there.
Look at that man over there.
Oh, yes. Look at his arm. He has a stiff arm.
Yes, he has. A stiff arm.
He has a scar on his face, too.
Yes, he has.
It's ugly.
It's an ugly scar.
He's looking for something. What is he looking for?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Excuse me, sir. Are you looking for something?
Looking for something?
Yes, sir.
I'm not looking for anything. I'm just looking, that's all.
Just looking, sir.
This is a museum, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And that is an exhibit, isn't it? An exhibit in a museum?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm just looking at this exhibit. All right?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Excuse me, sir. Exhibit in a museum.
Was he looking for something?
No, he wasn't. He was looking at the exhibits. Now, sir, are you looking for something?
Yes, I am.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the director's office.
The director's office?
Yes.
Is the director expecting you?
Yes, he is.
What is your name, sir?
John Blake.
Ah, John Blake. Yes. Your name is on my list. Here it is, John Blake. You are early, sir. You are very early. Please wait.
Thank you. Those exhibits are old jewellery, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Old jewellery.
Thank you.
Hey, you.
Me?
Yes, you. You're annoying me.
Who is this man? How is John annoying him? What does he want? Listen to the next episode of The Missing Jewel.